This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
This week's export sales were disappointing all around, but there has been so much major news recently that this is not weighing heavily on the markets. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the corn sales broke their trend of performing above average.
Corn sales came in at 1.17 million tons. New crop sales were at 12,000 tons overall, still just shy of 1.2. The five-year average for corn puts us at just about 1.3 million metric tons. So this was disappointing. We'll look at this as a minor setback, but things have been so good on corn sales that we won't chalk this up as, boy, the USDA has overshot the export number on the balance sheet. At this point, 1 week is not a major issue.
On the other hand, a disappointing week in the soybeans is not any different from what has been happening lately.
We are lagging behind again. 298,000 tons of old crop beans. The low end estimate was 350,000. We did sell 6,600 tons of new crop beans for the week. But overall, again, getting to a point where there are some concerns about whether or not we're going to hit the USDA's goal. And if in fact, the USDA does need to decrease exports, which would, again, increase your ending stocks. Now, none of this really makes a heck of a lot of a difference at this time, because the next thing we get from the USDA is really just that prospective plantings report at the end of the month, along with quarterly grain stocks.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.